Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Psychic Dougal Frazier here on this amazingly beautiful morning. Happy post-Passover Easter and what we're calling Eastover, because that's what we did. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Good morning, Dougal and David.
Davey's here in Los Angeles. How are you, Davey?
Hey, guys. I'm good.
Okay, so, Benny, we went a little crazy.
Uh-oh.
We decided to have Eastover, you know, because we're a blended household, and we celebrated on
you. It's so modern.
Isn't that modern?
So
I know.
Hip.
And even our dessert table, we had set up peeps to look kind of cute and jelly beans, and then we had Stars of David all around the table. I mean,
yeah.
We went insane. This is the problem with being a homosexual. You would have thought that Architectural Digest was coming for a shoot in our house. We rented tables for the yard.
Are you serious?
Oh, trust. That's just the
beginning. We've got good pictures.
We had space heaters. People kept showing up to our house and they were like, is someone getting married? The tables were gorgeous.
Me?
We had tiki torches. We had Spanish guitar music playing on the lanai.
So over the top.
It was so over the top, but it was really beautiful. And
it was really fun.
No, I'm sure it was.
It was just a great mix of people.
Well, and you and I really enjoy like the planning for it. Like we spent the entire day.
I think enjoy and obsessive in our house probably
more obsessive.
Because you and I... It was insane. Like, and this is why we only do this like once or twice a year, because God forbid
we
just throw out like a bag of chips and like a box of wine. No. I was like, shall we rent flatware? Let's rent flatware. Crazy.
You can rent flatware?
Yes.
It was really affordable too.
That's the thing. It wasn't, if you're doing a small event, I mean, the tables alone were $8 a piece. When I called them, he said $8. And I was like, okay, so it's $80 per table. And he was like, no, $8. And I was like, well, send me 7 of them.
Right?
So it was really, really fun. And I think everybody had a good time. And, you know, we had matzah and I wanted to serve a ham, but David was like, you can't serve a ham during Passover.
That is not what I said. I said, I asked you what your traditional Easter dishes were that made you, you know, think of the holiday. And that was the only thing you brought up, which,
ham.
You know,
that's what people do.
And
yeah.
I said, we can do it if you want, but it was, you know, it is. I would be lying if I didn't say it didn't bring any feelings.
I know. It's pretty much like putting Jesus on the table, but you know, it's too much. I get it. But what else was important on Saturday night? I don't know if you caught Saturday Night Live with the host Sofia Vergara. Here, I said it during the break perfectly.
Vergara.
She was so funny.
Hilarious.
She was so good. We have a clip. Should we play?
We do.
She was so good.
That was her playing the nanny.
That was her doing Fran Drescher.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that they picked a character for the opening part of her doing another exaggerated accent because she was so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to know, I think she's pretty hot and I'm gay. I would imagine, Benny, yes?
Why do you have to ask?
Well, because you're our straight man. You're our go-to.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're the litmus test.
The litmus test. Oh, thanks. That's a given.
She's pretty hot, yeah, right?
She's very attractive.
My God.
Very
attractive. Her body is amazing.
You asked a good question, though. I wonder if she is playing up her accent at this point, or is it for real?
I think she's totally playing it
up. I think a little bit more than usual, too.
Yeah, I think she's lived in the United States for a pretty long time.
So you think, like, when she's at home, she sounds like she's from Long Island?
I think she has in the same way that, oh my God, what's her name now? Jenny McCarthy. When Jenny McCarthy first hit the scene, she totally knew, kind of playing a little bit of a ditzy blonde was her deal. And Jenny McCarthy is really smart. She really went for it.
Singled Out.
Singled Out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And she knew that that was kind of her deal. And I think that's how she started. But she's really, really bright. And I think for Sofia, she knows that an accent's kind of funny.
It is.
I mean, I thoroughly enjoy it. Your mom is included in that, David.
Yes, yes.
I love your mom's accent. So I think she thought, I think she knows that that's kind of funny. And then the other thing that I love is that new SNL cast member Kate McKinnon debuted on Saturday night. She is the first out lesbian cast member in SNL history. Loved that. And she was so
funny. She was really funny.
Was they did a spoof commercial of, she was playing Penelope Cruz in a Pantene commercial opposite Sophia. And they would just go back and forth with trying to pronounce those
the words, the
treatments, and the ingredients.
And
it
couldn't.
Was so funny. I loved it. But it's so cool to see an out lesbian doing her thing on TV. We were very excited for that. Mm-hmm. We thoroughly enjoyed
it.
That
was cool.
Benny, how was your holiday?
It was good. Kind of quiet. Unfortunately, I had softball league on Easter Sunday. So we opened up the morning, just kind of woke up the boys. They actually woke us up, and we gave them
I saw those baskets.
Yeah, they were pails, Easter pails.
We
tried to go against the norm. You know, Lindsay picked them up a while ago, actually, from the dollar store. So they hung around for a little bit, and this was the opportunity to break them out. So we had Easter pails, a little bit of...
Did you give them candy?
No, we got them kind of like those little Gerber kind of softy stuff.
So healthy.
They're still, yeah, well, you know, yeah. We have to. They're 15 months. As of today, woohoo! Yeah.
Oh, is yeah. today their birth? No, wait, that's
15
months.
Month.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You are so cute. That's so sweet.
Yeah. So we gave them that, and then I was off to softball from like 12 to 6.
So no family thing? You guys didn't get together
we
with
did
family?
That, we did that on Saturday, actually. We just kind of had dinner with Lindsay's mom and my mom, and her boyfriend came over. So
what was the traditional Easter meal dish?
We just did spaghetti, something simple so everyone can enjoy it.
Cool.
Even the boys, too.
I love that. That's very sweet. So what else was going on? Brian Gumbel apparently is unhappy. So you guys know last week there was the Today Show kind of ratings race with Good Morning America, and the Today Show brought on Sarah Palin, and they ended up winning. But the truth is, the Today Show has been winning for years. That's not, you know, huge news. But Brian Gumbel apparently was really unhappy with Sarah Palin's Today Show appearance. He said he's hosted for 15 years and said that he was embarrassed by NBC's decision to hire Palin, which I thought was kind of interesting. I think embarrassed is a strong term.
It is
think?
A strong term, yeah.
I mean, we watched it, even though we're not supporters of hers. I was definitely curious of what she was going to do.
Yeah.
And what's funny is even this morning, they were still kind of making fun of her. So I think it's interesting that she must be aware of the fact that they did it just for the hype.
Just for the ratings, even if they don't necessarily support her, although they hired her and she took the job. So, you know, why not?
Is that all she's going to be used for these days?
That's it. She's done. Yeah. No, I still maintain.
No, in general, though. You know what I mean?
I still maintain that she will end up getting a talk show. I don't think it'll be successful, but there's just no way. I mean, and now it's proven in the numbers that they did that well.
Yeah.
I think people are genuinely. Actually, we were talking about this over the weekend.
I know.
David thinks. What is it? What's your opinion?
I was kind of embarrassed to admit this, but even though I personally don't, you know, agree with her views on politics, I find her captivating. Yeah. I had to watch her. I wanted to know what she was going to say. I wanted to watch her. And it was really interesting to notice that even if someone that you don't necessarily like,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have that it factor. And I do think she has it.
Yeah, I agree with that as an entertainer. And speaking of news, guys, first of all, Benny's drunk with power. He's texting us about topics he wants to talk about from last week's show.
I am not. Okay, a little bit. I am. All right, fine.
So, CNN reporter uses N-word and F-word on live TV. Thoughts?
If anyone hasn't seen this, it is just disrespectful, and I can't believe she even got away with it, really.
So here's what I want to know. Here's what I'm curious about. I agree with you. The word makes me uncomfortable. I don't think it should be said. They bleeped out the F-word, didn't they?
No.
They didn't.
They allowed that?
She both said
words.
Both.
Okay, so here's my question. CNN is supposed to be news. Is she just reporting? Because she's reading a quote of this Facebook post that someone made.
Right. There were murders. There were like five black men that were murdered. Where was it?
It was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, yeah.
Right. And so she was reading one of the posts that the alleged murderer said on Facebook. And she quoted him verbatim using the F word and the N word. And so
my question is, if you're delivering the news, are we really supposed to censor the language? It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me cringe. I want to like plug my ears. But I do think it's a gray area of the fact that it's news reporting.
There's
Thoughts?
No gray area.
Don't think so?
No, not at all. You're told from day one, if you're going into broadcasting, words you cannot say, period. No matter what, if you're reporting it, you can still be tactful and go around. Everyone knows what you're going to say.
Exactly.
If you say
right, of course. I agree with
that. N-bomb.
You're
I
right.
I mean, people know those words. Don't say them. Don't even try to spin it out on, I'm reporting. It's verbatim. It's quoted. Come
now,
on.
They'll get fined for
that's
the F-word, right?
That's
but
right.
I don't think they'll get fined for the N-word.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that one either, but I still think you should still adhere to the rules. I mean, I just and it's out of respect.
I agree.
Yeah, it was not tactful.
And the funny thing is when they go back to the anchor that's in studio, you can like see her face.
It's like panic.
She's definitely like, we apologize for that.
So...
Like you know, as soon as they were off air, things were flying and being thrown. And then it's all over the internet. So it's just interesting because I know like Whoopi Goldberg has talked before on The View. She doesn't think the word should be erased. She thinks there's too much of a charge and just estimating what I thought, but she thinks there's too much attachment to the word, and I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I don't like to hear it. I was shocked that it happened, and I just can't believe a field reporter. You'd think that they would kind of check out what she was going to say before they go live on national news.
There's also a 7-second delay, isn't there?
Is there on CNN?
There should be. Why isn't there? We have one here. It's live too. I still have to control things too, just to be careful, you know.
I didn't know we were on a 7-second delay.
Dougal, really?
I have no idea.
I've got you to watch. You're pretty safe. I mean, but what I'm saying is that's what everyone else would think, too, that CNN's safe. It's not always safe.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, and then if you go to the internet, apparently it's happened a few times. Guys, in the next segment, my good friend Donna LeBlanc, she is a psychotherapist, author. You've seen her on TV. She has a great workshop coming up called Is Your Family Making You Crazy? We are going to talk about family triggers, how to deal with them, how to maintain your peace. Have you ostracized yourself from your family? Do you find that you're always the one trying to maintain peace? If so, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or tweet me at Dougal Fraser, or go to Facebook, write on my wall. I may read it live on the air. When we come back, psychotherapist, author, my friend Donna LeBlanc. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood, think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune boosting, think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
I- I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. Guys, I am super excited. My good friend is joining us this segment. She is amazing. Donna, first, let me just brag about you. She's a best-selling author. She's written two books, both of which I adore. One is You Can't Quit Until You Know What's Eating You, and the second one, The Passion Principle. Absolutely fantastic. You've seen her on like a kajillion TV shows, The Montel Williams Show, Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch, Inside Edition, Good Day New York, my lord, the list goes on. And most importantly, she's my friend. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Dougal.
How are you?
Thank you for that. That was nice.
Well, it's true. It's so funny. You know, the other day I was on YouTube because I know you, but I was like, I should do research. That's what a good host does. And I was watching your demo reel and you are so good on TV. And one of the things that I love about you is, I mean, yes, you're a psychotherapist, but I really think of you as being kind of a direct channel as well. There's a spiritual side of you that I find really intense and really powerful.
Well, you know, I've always described that it almost feels like a dish opens on the top of my head.
Yeah.
And then additional information starts coming through. So whatever that is, you know, I don't know if it's aligning with source. I don't really know what to call it, but some kind of magic, you know, always happens.
And let me talk about this. So I know a lot of your work is you do really intense workshops, and you have a workshop coming up on April 27th, and it's called Is Your Family Making You Crazy? And the minute I got that email blast, I was like, I adore her. So, you know, you and I, you know, off air and stuff have talked about our own family drama. Why is it that our core family seems to trigger us so, so much?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, the deeper I've gone into this, because, you know, I've had my own really, really big family challenges. But I've also found that as I, for example, with my dad, he was a tough, tough man. He's deceased now. But as I went through the years of mastering that, befriending him, learning how to talk to him, learning how to understand him. And I didn't do a lot of this till he was on his deathbed, and, you know, it was the final hour, and only because I'd been a therapist did I know from experience how you talk to these really shut down family members, you know, especially some of these dads. And it was when I started asking him just his questions about himself, his life as he was a boy, the healing that came to me through the understanding of him, then the power that came to me from facing my dad, because, you know, we're going to spend our whole lives in business. We're going to project our mom and our dad on every business associate, our boss, at home, on our lovers, on our spouses. It's the relationship that just keeps on giving. It doesn't matter whether they're alive or dead. It's going to keep on giving. So in my mind, it's like going to the source.
And I think it's interesting. I love that you talk about trying to understand your dad, because I think a lot of us, myself included, it's very easy to spend a lot of time blaming your parents for what doesn't work in your life. And I love the fact that, you know, the sense that I'm getting is you more wanted to connect with him to understand where he comes from and why he functions that way versus constantly pointing out what might be wrong with him.
Well, one of the big things that happened in my own journey was that there came a point where I was in a very deep state of meditation, and I mean, I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't realize it was going to happen, but it was almost like I was teleported inside the skin of my mother. And I was looking out, and there I had her freckled arms, and I had her mind and her body, and I could experience the world from my mother's point of view, and suddenly this completely unhealed relationship that I'd been through years of therapy, and it never changed, you know? That's where therapy leads a lot of people, and I'm a therapist, so I know this dilemma is that it leaves them in the pissed off, you know? Where they go back and they rip their parents' heads off, but that doesn't mean that they're free, you know? They're just doing some of the same stuff. And so because I had this teleportation happen, whatever it was, I suddenly had a profound understanding that my mother had been trying to raise me from a very empty cup.
Yeah.
And that none of what happened was done with malice. It was done in ignorance. And suddenly it was almost like God's compassion came over me because I had a deep understanding. That is the key to true forgiveness. A lot of people jump over profound understanding and try to go to forgiveness. It really doesn't work that way.
When you know what I think is interesting, I know a lot of our listeners can relate to this. I think when you are interested, or we as a group are interested in self-help and metaphysics and all that good stuff, you know, we're constantly looking for the source of healing. And you said it so perfectly, you know, you'd been working on this relationship with your mom for years and it hadn't changed. And my question to you is, do you agree, or do you think that even if the relationship hasn't changed, there's still great healing in maintaining a connection to whoever the trigger is, your parents, your uncle, your grandparents, whatever it is, even if they haven't budged, you can learn a lot about yourself by the way in which you interact with them?
Yes, and that's very wise, Dougal, because a lot of people don't use that philosophy. But, you know, I'm right now, okay, because I was a therapist for so many years and I did so much work, I'm right now visiting my mother in a nursing home who now has dementia and is, you know, in her last days. And because, and I did this with my dad as well, because when I transformed myself from the inside and stopped relating to them like my parents, and I began to be the illuminated being, the mature soul, that, and on another experience, what had happened is I had been again meditating very deeply, and I had gotten this message that if your parents of blood can't give you what you need, it's available to you from another source. You just have to tap into it to heal. So through much of this, I began to have a feeling that I wasn't deprived just because they weren't able to give it to me. They gave me life.
Right.
But the rest I could get elsewhere. And so I've ended up being almost like the nurturing parent to them that they never received. And the blessing I have received from both of them has given me so much peace. I can't tell you, because they know they sin by the end of their life. My father said, "Donna, I've been a terrible man, a terrible father. I see it now."
Wow, how powerful that he was able to own that.
Dougal, I mean, I have the best job in the world because I've heard many confessions, okay?
Yeah.
I've heard many of these parents that, you know, I work with whole families. That's my thing, man. I love to get the grandparents in the room and everybody possible in the room. Okay?
What's going on?
But I've heard from them that they often do have these realizations, especially right before they pass, about, you know, I didn't know any better. I didn't know what I was doing. My mom or my dad didn't give it to me. And, you know, we're in the first awakened generation where the mental health techniques, tools, the spiritual techniques and tools are available to free us. They didn't have this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I think, you know, I always joke, you know, my goal whenever I visit my parents is to try and maintain my adult self for longer than 48 hours. But I rarely can achieve that, and it's about a day and a half before I start rolling my eyes like a teenager and slamming doors. Guys, when we come back, Donna and I are going to be taking calls. Do you have a family member that's driving you crazy? Donna and I are both going to kind of tune in and see what's the lesson there. There's something you've got to learn. I know for myself, the most profound experiences that I've ever been able to recognize is the karma and the teaching between my family members. It's truly powerful. So if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. Or go to my Facebook wall, comment, I see you, MJ, Jennifer, delightful conversations. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. My guest, Donna LeBlanc. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show. Every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. That song always makes me think of spin class because I don't get a good feeling during spin class, but our instructor plays it incessantly. But not today. Today, I am joined with my good friend, Donna LeBlanc. Guys, pick up her book on Amazon, The Passion Principle. I swear it is one of my absolute favorites. And if you are living in if you are listening in the New York area, you're going to want to check out her workshop. This is a 4-week workshop in New York City starting Thursday, April 27th. It is called Is Your Family Making You Crazy? Go to DonnaLeBlanc.com for more information. But guys, we want to talk to you, so we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We've got Trisha in Quebec. Hello, Trisha. How are you?
Hi, Dougal. How are you? Hi, Donna.
Hello, Trisha.
So what's going on, Trisha? What can we help you with?
Well, my in-laws are driving me nuts.
Yes. So try to give us the bottom line. What are they?
Well, the
happening?
Bottom line. Well, they're planning on moving into an apartment nearby, about 10-15 minutes away from where they're living. And so there's a suggestion to my fiancé to buy the house for only $20,000 when it's worth like maybe $150,000. So they're pushing the house onto him, and so they make the decisions with him without me in it. So that's getting me a little pissed off. And when I went to visit them for Easter holidays, the mother just looked at me saying, "Oh, I can't wait for you to move in." And then I just looked at her. I'm like, "Have you ever watched the movie Monster-in-Law, where the woman just leaped onto the the little actress?" I felt like doing that to her.
I assume you did not.
Yeah, right.
No, I didn't. I bit my tongue, and I just carried on. I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I looked at my fiancé, and I said, "What are you doing?" But I didn't say it. I just looked at him with my eyes. I'm like, "Are you nuts?" And anyways.
Trish, let me ask you a question. Are you saying... whose house they want to pay? They want you to pay $20,000. They want you to pay for their home. $20,000.
Yeah.
And then where would they move?
Into an apartment.
So they want y'all to move into the family home that they're in, and they would move into an apartment. And they would be
comfortable with that. Yeah, so they can control me and him.
Okay. So my first reaction to this is you have never found your voice, have you?
No,
your eyes. Yeah, you're rolling your eyes and you're showing your upset. But this is a very common problem with people as they're trying to realign. Now that you're getting married, the primary relationship has to be between you and your husband-to-be. That has to be the primary bond. Yeah. And the parents have to be outside that bond. So, like, for example, if he grew up in that family home, it's not good for your psyche to grow up there because it will put him in an old psyche place, okay? But these are conversations you need to have with him. And right now you're feeling very passive-aggressive to me because you're not speaking. You're just mad. And this is the time... because this is the stuff that creates 9 years of fighting. Dougal, go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, Tricia, immediately, and I can so identify with this, you are such a people pleaser, and I get it. You know, and myself included, I think it's safe to say, and hopefully they're not listening, my in-laws have a very boisterous personality. They're kind of intense. And in the beginning, Tricia, I just wanted them to like me. I mean, first of all, I was a goy.
Yeah.
I also had a penis. That was a problem for them because I wasn't a woman. So I just wanted them to like me, and I was so busy being like, of course you can do this. Of course you can do that. That I ended up completely losing my cool once, and it was very inappropriate. So I think I totally agree with Donna. You can't move into the house of origin. I think your husband's mother doesn't want to feel like she isn't needed. So if you guys move into the family home that meant so much to them, that they created out of as much love as they could give, it's almost like their legacy moves on. But unfortunately, you guys need to become a united front. You need to create your own dynamic, your own family, your own household. But I think you need to tell them together. I don't think it's fair for your husband to have to do it or for you to have to do it on your own. You guys have to be a united front and say, listen, you know, we appreciate this offer. It's so dear for you. But unfortunately, that's not our dream and that's not what we're going to do. Now, I hate to say it, Tricia, I don't think she's going to handle that well.
No, she's not.
She's going to get triggered by that. But I think
it's going to get very
P-O'd. Yes, she's going to get... And look at you. You're so cute. She's going to get P-O'd. You're so cute.
So I know. Clean. Keeping it clean.
But the fun part is I want you and your husband to kind of giggle about it. Remember that she's doing this just out of love. It doesn't make it easy. You know, it's one of the things that I learned. When my mother-in-law comes, she is going to tell me that we don't have the right food. She's going to go to the grocery store. She's going to buy a ton and she's never going to let me cook. And I realized that's her way of saying she loves her boy. Drives me crazy, but I get it. So I think for you, you guys just need to giggle at this. And I think if you can do it together. I know. I think if you can do it together, they'll hear it. Don't you think, Donna?
We tried that before.
I think the first place you need to start is with your fiancé. And because for you,
you know, how many, I mean, I've been a family therapist now for many, many, many years, and this beginning material, if these boundaries aren't corrected now, this becomes years of fighting, okay? Meaning the mother from my red book, The Passion Principle, she's a little bit of a vamp. She's a boundary violator without realizing how invasive it feels. And then you are the pleaser. You're the creator. You're very, you know, all about being nice. And but you put that together, and it's like her hands are touching you, you know? And you're getting more and more passive-aggressively angry. So everything Dougal is saying, totally do it, because it's you could end up spending years fighting with your husband over the in-laws, and what's happening is the mother doesn't know how to let go yet. She doesn't know that, like, her son needs to say to her, Mom, I love you, and I'm always going to love you, but now that I'm doing this with I've got to put ourselves as a family first.
Yep.
And I'm always going to love you, Mom. The mom's just kind of like trying to sink a couple of fish hooks into you all, make sure she's got, you know, you're right close by. And also they're trying to set you up in life because, you know, buying a $150,000 house for $20,000 is going to set you all up really, really well.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, if the parents were somewhere else and there was some way to do other boundaries,
I agree. That comes with a price tag. Well, Tricia, I wish you the best of luck with that. And don't forget, there's a reason I live in a different time zone for my family. Just kidding. Anyway, guys, we're going to go to our next caller. Who do we have? We've got Gia in California. Good morning, Gia.
Hi, good morning. I'm so nervous. I love your show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Don't be nervous. I adore you. So what's going on?
Well, I have a relationship question.
Okay.
Someone I really, really like, and it's been on and off. It's, you know, continues. We've talked about marriage and family, and been a distant lately, and I'm having a hard time with it. So I'm just wondering if you can help me see what I can't see.
Well, Gia, I'm going to give you my first hit. It doesn't feel great to me. How old are you, Gia?
Oh, I'm going on 36.
36. Okay, yeah. I just feel like, you know, when I tune into your energy, I feel very clear in the kind of life that you want to lead. I feel very clear in what you want, what you need to feel safe, what you need to feel empowered, what you need to feel loved. And something about this relationship doesn't fit for me. What I think is interesting is I think you are really good, almost too good at viewing it from their perspective. You know, what are his issues? What direction are you going in? And I appreciate that, but then you seem to forget what you want. And so my question is, I think if you made a list of the things that you require in a relationship, I don't think they're being fulfilled right now. And at 30, you know, if you were 18, I'd say, well, give it a chance. Let's see what develops. But at 36, I feel like we need to start making some decisions for you to feel safe and for you to feel connected. So my question is, why are you still waiting in this?
Because you're so unique, you know. Mm. And I mean, I almost felt like when we started, we were right, you know, like he was the one I could marry, and he really wants a family. I mean, all the it's amazing when we're together. I think he has a lot going on that he can't tell me, but I don't know exactly. I don't know if it's some darkness or
So, Donna, so I'm curious. Hold on one sec. Jana, I'm curious. I hear this all the time from clients. You know, they're in a relationship. They feel like they have that soulmate connection. It's on again. It's off again. It's on again and off again. When do you think you know whether it's time to invest or walk away?
Well, I think why I'm not walking away is because he gives a reason. He always says it's financial. He's struggling financially. He really would. He's like, well, we could have a child tomorrow, but I can't.
Okay. Every human being has something. I'm going to try to make this very simple. Something called a defense structure, and the more intimate you get with them, their own personal demons come forward. Okay, so he sounds like he's one of these that
the closer you get to actually commitment. He's afraid of commitment. And so he's beginning to backpedal, okay? You, in your voice, sound very unhappy, okay? Something is happening that's not serving you at all. One of the key ways that you help these people relax so that they can kind of step back into a relationship is to give them their freedom. You just say, you know, you're free, it's okay. But sometimes you have to let these types go, like Dougal is saying, because something's going on that you've gone on this long. It sounds like you feel like your self-esteem is pretty battered. And I know you're hanging on. You know, it feels like you're hanging on to something rather than somebody that's stepping up to the plate and really loving you.
Well, I feel like there's problems that I don't know about.
And that's the thing, Gia. That's the thing. At this point in the relationship, your intimacy level should be pretty deep. And here's the deal. It's totally up to you. You know, this is where not everything in the future is written in stone. You can live in this space where it feels undefined and you have that general sense of there's something about him I don't know, I'm not connected to. But the sense that I get as an intuitive is you want to know that stuff. You want to know the darkness. You want to know the pain. You want to know where it comes from so that you guys can feel connected. I'm not quite sure he's ready for that. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap this up because I have to go to break in a second. But my advice to you is focus on what you need in a relationship. I think you're too busy focusing on it from his perspective, which is an honorable trait, but you're putting your own desire on the back burner. And my prediction is I don't feel great about that. And I'm so sorry because I know how sweet you are. So talk about it. Talk about what you need and figure out how long are you willing to wait with that sense of not knowing the exact connection. But I appreciate the call. Guys, I need more of Donna. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to try and take more of your calls. Again, our number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get in contact with Donna LeBlanc, go to donnaleblanc.com. Don't forget, is your family making you crazy? Starting Thursday, April 27th in New York City, you got to take it. She's amazing. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's happening today. My friend Donna LeBlanc, who I adore. Guys, if you want more information, go to donnaleblanc.com. We're taking your calls. We're talking about all different kinds of family issues. Truthfully, my favorite. We're going to go straight to our caller. We've got Kathy in Seattle. Kathy, what's going on?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I grew up in a Vietnamese Catholic family, so my extended family and my immediate family, they're very religious. And I find myself delving into the metaphysics, and I know this is my calling. I love it. I want to explore it. But I find that early on in my childhood, and even now, I can't be myself around my family, specifically my mom and my sister. And I realized how closed off I've been about my private life, about this life of mine to others. And I find it that, you know, I can't really, I just want to know how I can be closer to them and have them accept me for who I am. And not be so scared to share with them specifically and others about just kind of my passion and my interest.
Kathy, are you telling me that you were in the New Age closet?
Yes, I am.
I knew it.
I am. It's hard. I you know.
So, Kathy, what I want to say to you is I was raised a Bible-beating Catholic. I mean, we were in church every day that the doors were open, and so when I launched off into this life of, you know, there's more to this, becoming more spiritual, exploring all of these things, I found a huge conflict with my family and the church, okay? But what I discovered after years of figuring all this out is that the conflict is that you need to put it in front of them instead of accepting them. Like, if you go and you're dealing with a 10-year-old child, do you put this down their throat, your metaphysics? No. If you're petting a dog, do you put it down their throat? No. There are certain environments where you understand that you keep these areas, you know, Jesus said pearls before swine, you do not put these private spiritual matters in front of people that what I, from my experience with my Catholic teachings, you know, I went to John of God in Brazil, and it's a deeply, he's that healer. I don't know if y'all have heard of him, but he's that healer that does all these surgeries. I've been there twice for 3 weeks each time, and incredibly, it's a profoundly religious Catholic religion, but they're called spiritists, and they believe that spirit can come through a human being and help heal other people. It's a very, very metaphysical form of Catholicism, and all kinds of miracles happen because of it. And so all that's happening is your parents, your family, they were just raised around almost like a certain segment of Catholicism, but there's an entirely large world of mystical Catholicism that my belief is you're expanding into. And just because they might not, everybody isn't on the same level of consciousness, so they're not on the same level of consciousness, so they're not into that, but that doesn't mean you need to get their approval for you to be into it.
Yeah, and I was also thinking, Kathy, the sense that I also got from your family, a lot of times with traditional really large religions, my feeling is, the thought is, if we all follow the same guidelines, if we all follow the same rules, if we all honor the same holidays, then we'll still know each other and we'll understand each other. And I think when you step out of that framework, I think your family, your mother especially, is afraid that you aren't going to know each other anymore. So she just wants to make sure that you're going to be able to maintain a connection, that there's still going to be a sense of family. And I agree with Donna. Sometimes I have to change my language of my belief system according to the group that I'm in so that it's digestible. You know, if I was going to be on the Today Show, I wouldn't talk about channeling and chakras. I would talk about intuition, and I would change the words a little bit more and focus a little bit more on prayer. Same energy, same concept, same beliefs, but I'm changing the language. So my advice to you, and I think John of God is an awesome way to start to bring that up, because it is so rooted in Catholicism. And then there could be a discussion on the table just for the sake of talking about it. But I think if you play with the language and you include your mom in it and some of the things that she feels familiar with, I think she'll be a little bit more open. It's not going to be easy, and I know it's difficult, but I totally think you can do it. And I think you're just going to have to play around with it a little bit to see what makes her soften. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for the call, Kathy. I really appreciate it. So, Donna, I know if people aren't in New York and they can't take your workshop that is going to be on April 27th, what else do you have going on? How can people get in contact with you?
Yes, they can get in contact with me by DonnaLeBlanc/workshops, or just go to my website and enroll. I am doing an online course starting at the end of May. And if they go to Facebook, you can go to Is Your Family Making You Crazy? And they can like me on Facebook, and I will send them, either way, a free report on 10 tips to resolving family conflict.
Love that, guys. Also, and you know I'm obsessed with free stuff, so it's free.
Yes, it's free. But I can also keep them up to date. Like, I have a blog. They can sign up for the blog on my website. And I'm constantly talking, and I'll answer questions on this blog about family challenges. So, and then I can get them up to date on when the next course is online.
I love it. And Donna, again, a proof is in the pudding. I love with the callers how you give the psychological perspective and then you really tune in with what you're getting. And not a lot of therapists do that. And I think that's what kind of sets you apart from the group. And I adore you. I think you're fantastic. I really appreciate you coming on the show. You have to promise to come back. Will you come back?
I will come back. Thank you so much, Dougal.
Good. I'll talk to you soon, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Guys, great show. I adore that stuff. Family issues, one of my favorites. So what else do we need to talk about? Guys, do you remember the woman that worked at McDonald's and claimed that she won the Mega Millions? Do we all remember this?
Oh, yes. The story just keeps going with her, right?
Exactly. So someone collected the money anonymously, which, again, our lotto expert, David, says that's what you're supposed to do, right? It could have been her, right?
It could have been her because it was collected anonymously.
Right,
yes.
And now she's trying to kind of, you know.
But now she's saying that she may have lost the ticket and she doesn't know where the ticket is.
Right.
And
I personally think she's lying. She did a press conference, I think.
She did more than one, didn't she?
She's done several.
Yeah.
And she seems a little out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be rude. And now she's saying she lost the ticket. She can't find it. But here's the thing. Let's just say she did claim it. So in 6 months, when she pulls up to McDonald's and like
Ferrari.
A Bentley,
right.
Exactly,
right?
I feel like the cat might be out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose you could just hop on a plane with that kind of money and disappear. Could you disappear with that kind of money?
Of course you could.
Really?
I'm going to say no. That's kind of tough. You know how many McDonald's are around? Like, I mean, her it's going to be like a postal service
You're
thing.
Right.
You know,
she's
her picture's
going to
be on the like the bulletin board in the you know the work you know in the office room.
I love
Look out
that.
For this lady. I'm serious. That's exactly right.
You're totally right about that. I never thought of that. But I love that she says, I have no idea where it is. I'm not sure I have it. I'm still looking for it. I haven't even looked at my uniform pants yet. Something doesn't sound right.
Wait, why would she specifically say uniform pants?
I know, exactly.
That's
right.
Another thing. Like,
well,
she's
because
giving clues
first
or something?
First she said that I think people were coming to her house and they were beating on the door.
Yeah, they
so
want
then
their
she
money.
Said she said she hid it at work, I think, to make them not
right,
come to
she
her
said,
house.
She said she put it in the safe deposit box at work.
There's
which
a safe
I'm
deposit
sure.
box at McDonald's?
Of course they do.
When
do you
do they have
cash?
Oh, I guess a lock safe, I can understand that, but
But here's the thing. This is why, should we ever win the lottery, my husband will have us completely protected because he has me swear that we can't tell anyone ever. That's his deal. Nice. We're not allowed to. Can you imagine? I would never be able to hold that secret.
That's what they say.
Pretty smart. That's pretty smart.
Guys, I don't like to have secrets with you. And here's the deal. Next week, I'm not going to be live, and I can't tell you why, and I hate that. I don't like to have.
I didn't even know this. Wait, what?
I know.
How dare you keep that secret from me?
Maybe I'll text you, Benny. Maybe I'll tell you.
I feel better.
Next week, I won't be live, and it's a secret. And David knows this. He's like, you cannot say it on the air. Done it. And I'm like, but it would be so funny.
It's not a forever secret.
I know, but it's still a secret.
Oh, it builds. Drama builds.
It does build. Guys, again, our guest today, go get the book, Passion Principle, and You Can't Quit Till You Know What's Eating You. It's all about food addiction and weight loss. It's a really good book. I adore Donna LeBlanc, so go to DonnaLeBlanc.com to get more information. Or if you want to talk to me, I'm totally available. My number, 1-877-936-8425. Or go to DougalFraser.com to click Recent Press and get more information. And the cruise is so soon. What did we leave? Well, we go to Florida a little bit earlier. We're going
on. It's like 2 weeks away.
It's a week from Thursday, and then it's Saturday the 21st. If you are coming, I cannot wait to meet you. It's going to be super fun. Benny, I'm not going to talk to you for a while.
I want pictures.
Are you kidding?
That's all
I'm going to have video.
Yes.
It's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
I'll send you postcards. It'll be fantastic.
Awesome.
Guys, again, check out DougalFraser.com. I wrote a new blog. I know it's been a while. Read it. Comment it. I adore you. Trust your hearts. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam-distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood. Think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune-boosting. Think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.